Welcome to the Plan Vision Podcast, where we share simple, straightforward investment and planning ideas for normal people. The description in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Do not construe this as personal tax, financial, or legal advice for your situation.
Mark Zorl here with another riveting episode of the Plan Vision Podcast. I'm going to review when to decide to sell a stock. This comes up as we visit with clients. Hopefully this podcast is short or shorter than most, because most of them are short anyway. We have clients, for example, that have these, sometimes it's just one or two stocks. Maybe it's 10, 12, 15, mixed bag of holdings. They talk with us about how they bought them. Maybe they had a subscription to the Motley Fool at one time or some other newsletter, or they just wanted to try it, been curious about it, buy stocks for a little while, realized they weren't that interested in that, or they had an advisor that was doing it for them. So whatever the reason, they or you own some stocks. So you want some help. So I'll give you my opinion on how to get rid of these things. And you want my help? By the way, Zorl here has never owned a stock, not one. And I've not even been tempted. I was never curious about owning an individual stock. This was way before I was an indexer. My first recommendation, sell them all. Get rid of them now. Log in and sell them. Except if you have some sort of a tax issue. And then you got to be more careful about that. That's for typically Americans here or somebody living in a country where they got to pay capital gains on their sales in a brokerage account. But if you're not going to do that, sell them all due to the tax issue, or you just can't sell them because I said to, then from my viewpoint, you need to have a reason to keep them. So I'm going to try to give you a reason to keep those stocks. And if you can't find one of those reasons, or you can't think of a reason, then get rid of them. Okay, let's start at the first and the last one. It's the only one I can think of when you own a stock, assuming taxes are not a concern, is you own the stock because you think it will outperform the market. Because if it won't outperform the market and you can easily get the market, why would you keep it? It's an easy solution. Well, I don't know if it's going to outperform the market. Well, then get rid of it because you know you're going to get the market. Okay, so that's, to me, the only reason you would keep a stock. I know some clever people will come up with some other reasons, but I really think that's the primary one. But if you still have your own reasons, and they're more psychological, and you want to hold on to it, you just can't get rid of it. You need an approach. I'd give yourself some price points to sell. For example, an upper price point and a lower price point. If it rises by 8% or 12 or 15, I'm going to sell it. I now have a target in mind. Or if it drops it by 5% or 7 or 10 or 15, I will sell. That's my bracket. And do something that simple. Here's the big flaw with this approach. It requires execution. You have to do it. But what's really going to happen when it's down by 10%? That's your threshold. Well, I can't sell now. It wouldn't be down if this weird thing hadn't happened. I know it's going to perform all right. How many people are really going to do that? Or it's up by 15%, man. No way I'm going to sell. We know it's going to keep. Oh, wait a second. It's down by 12. See, this is the issue with this. Even with those that set a price, is you could get sucked in one way or the other. And are you just going to stay where you are, continuing to wonder if you should sell it? That's why I'm back up to my original recommendation. Just sell them all right now. Another question I would ask people, and I have done this in sessions before, and they kind of react as if I'm tricking them, is what would you do if someone gave you cash in the value of the stock you own? Would you buy that stock? Meaning, if the stock value is worth $10,000 and someone gave you $10,000 in cash, would you buy the stock? And they give me a look or a vibe like, kidding me? No way I would buy this. I'm trying to get rid of it. They treat it as if it's like a trick question. Well, you tricked me on this, but it's not. You can actually have the cash right now if you sell the stock. And then you can put the cash in your account or in the bank, say, am I going to go buy that stock? Well, no, I wanted to get out of it. I Googled how to decide to get rid of a stock, and AI had something, and there were other blogs that had some comments as well. And there were some step-by-step processes. But what I found wouldn't really work for most people is there was too much analysis, and I'm using those in quotes right now. So if you're thinking you want to get out of a stock or are wondering whether or not to keep it, consider one of these two things, whether or not it will outperform the market. And if someone gave you the same amount of money in cash, would you buy the stock? If neither one of those will motivate you to sell, then pick a price to sell, either a loss or a gain, and make it happen.
Thank you for listening to the Plan Vision Podcast. Let us know if you have any questions or comments on the topics covered.